sort of wandering around in London with Miss F, and we're in a Aberdeen Angus steakhouse, which I've never actually been to before, ever.
And this will be your last time.
Probably will, yeah. Well, it probably will be for the price. I mean, the cheapest steaks are about 19 quid. The fish cakes are about a fiver, so you are looking 26 quid. And I wouldn't mind that. I could live with that, those prices, if the steak included... if the steak included side dish. I hate it when people charge you for food, knowing that everyone's going to want a side dish at some point. And cheers, thanks a lot. And when places don't include it in the price, I think it's just the wrong attitude. It's kind of trying to rip people off. People think, oh, you know, I've got my meal, and then they realise you've got to add chips or whatever. What they should do is like what Nando's do, and charge you a price and say that includes two sides so that you can then choose. Would you say, Miss F? That'd be better.
No, but you're never going to get that from your big restaurant, are you?
Well, you do. Nando's do it.
Nando's is
bad. And, yeah, but also though, I mean, places like the Gunmakers, for example, you know, and for that matter, quite a lot of other pubs I've been to, even gastro pubs, do have... food include, you know, they have a meal that's all inclusive in the price. They should either give you things or they should include a certain amount of sides just so that you have a meal. It's not all big restaurants that do it by any stretch. Yeah, we had to go to a bar called Jewel because Miss had seen a Cadbury's cream cocktail, I believe. But didn't get as far as that because they basically claimed that we would struggle to find our way around. Well, yeah, and then some while after started talking, they claimed they weren't going to let us in because I've just been to swimming, so I'm just basically in trainers and a tracksuit and a t-shirt. But, you know, I don't want to go to that kind of place anyway. I don't want to give it my custom, so I don't really give a shit. But I will complain anyway because... Cheers. We've got our starters, fish cakes and... Cheers. Thanks very much, I will indeed. Cheers. Yeah, so while the staff here have been perfectly helpful, it's not their fault. The rules aren't their fault, I appreciate that. I got two fish cakes with like a tub of what's sort of like tartar sauce. With a bit of sort of rocket salad. Squid then, Miss F, plenty of it.
Yeah, plenty of it, and just usual squid, really. Yeah. A bit of some kind of sauce.
I mean, only in sunny London because at last minute, and not due to me, there was supposed to be on a Plymouth do. So I'm in sunny London instead.
Oh, I think you've been saved.
Is it not? I don't know. I'm sure it's all right. I'm sure Plymouth's okay. I've not been there very much. Have you? Don't know. We're outside Plymouth anyway. It's Pocklington. Okay, so the main courses, Miss S and me both had pepper steak, though hers was bigger than me, by a couple of ounces. No, it wasn't bigger than me. It was a bit of a fierce steak, but it was bigger than me. it was a nice bit of steak, nice and tender, very, you know, nice, you know, rich, sort of good quality steak. But then, frankly, with 25 quid for a pepper steak, it wants to be good. I was surprised by the actual price of it here. The vegetables were nicely cooked, and the chips were, I think, homemade, you know, home sort of cooked, made chips, although maybe frozen. They had a sort of sweet taste to them. I'm not sure why. I'll look up on the website. We only drank tap water with our food, because at those prices... No, I'm not prepared to buy any water or any other drink. What did you say, Miss S? Quite tasty overall?
Yeah,